Okay, beloved. Today? Today will be quite interesting, even for myself, because we will go through, I'll say this, through history. I've mentioned certain things in here and there in different messages. It was all over the place through all these years, so practically nobody can even gather it together. And today I want to talk to you about quietly and maybe even reveal to you certain things that are in my heart. Quite often as a preacher, I need to pass a message that the thousands will hear, masses will hear, and I absolutely understand my calling, but we also have to understand that behind the preacher by the name of Andre, there is an individual that he has his own pain and his experiences, and he experiences a pain of betrayal, and sometimes he doesn't sleep, that sometimes it's very painful when there's an occasional knife in the back that's been put in there by somebody who's close to him. And today, maybe I don't want to be a preacher, but speaking some sort of great phrases that the Lord has placed into my spiritual DNA. Today, I just want to be Andre, a man that has been called by God, and talk to you how it all happened, how it all began, and of course, come into today's day, what is happening, where are we at? So, I'll say this. This is a small message or a word I've called the history of birth and the direction of Transformation Center. You know, what is Transformation Center? You know, there's never a name if there is no individual behind the name. Behind every name, there should be an individual. There should be somebody. Name has no meaning if there isn't anybody behind it. Right now, I'll ask you, give me a name. Call me a name, a famous name, and I will tell you who is behind this name right away. And you tell me any sport like boxing, or I'll tell you a name who is at the top rankings at the moment, or you name me some sort of car manufacturer, who's the engineer who's been investing his creativity into it. In other words, a name is nothing else but a heart of somebody that is behind this name. And quite often behind the name of Transformation Center, we don't notice it, but there's a simple man, Andre. And you know, it all started, I'll say this, it all started, and I wasn't even ready to where this wave will take me, the wave of occurrences they will take me. It all happened when I was 18 years old, a teenager. I was tired of everything, and I wanted to find a live God without any faking things. I was tired of listening to lies from podium, because every time I'd come and ask a question, and nobody wanted to answer truthfully to my questions, because I didn't have their answers. They were standing behind podiums and read the Bible, but they didn't know. They didn't know the author of the Bible. Quite very rarely. And it was like an exclusive thing here and there, where I would find a person that would understand what I was saying. And what I liked the most in a preacher, when some of them would come up to me and embrace me and tell, you know what, Andre? I don't know the answer to this. And this is what I liked. When people were being truthful and honest. We don't know everything. I don't know everything. I'm always learning. We're always in the process. And today I want to share with you from heart to heart, a heart of a man by the name of Andre. It all started when Jesus showed me and placed the image of his church into my spirit. Listen to me very carefully. Right now, I'm not speaking as a preacher, as a man here. And when Jesus placed in me the image of his church on the inside, I don't know how to call it. Should I call it a blessing? You know, I'm being ripped apart. I'm being ripped apart, and at the same time, I am considering this knowledge, what the Lord has placed in me, as a great blessing, and the other thing I consider it also a curse. You'll say, how can this happen? This is why I tell you, don't listen to me as a preacher right now, listen to me as a man. I could proclaim some sort of awesome phrase and, dress up and pretend nothing is happening. No, a lot of things are happening, and sometimes it's very painful, and quite often, it's hard for me to carry or to deliver the real image of the bride of Christ. And you know, I believe, church, I believe that what calls itself church, quote-unquote, will be over one day. Beloved, if you would know how the heart of Christ is groaning, it's tired from the sickness, or what we call it, the, you know, dying star, how everybody wants to be a star, a superstar. And, you know, sometimes I am in the room of tears or room of weeping. I've shared that before. Sometimes Jesus tells me, share this. And I tell him, why, Daddy? He tells me, Sonny, because nobody's talking about it. You understand what I'm saying, church? You know that a lot of my messages are messages that no one preaches. You understand, right? No one. You will not even find anything even close to it. It does not exist. No one preaches that. Because to say that, you need to be a person who is not, he's not afraid to die. You are calling out not only the enemies against you, but you're also calling against yourself all the persecution of the so-called church of our days. And I will do everything possible for the old to fall apart and for the new to be born. This is my mission. This is what I'm born to do. I cannot do anything else. This is why I say quite often I'm in this dilemma. Dilemma as a man. A man that some strange way, Jesus, for some strange reason, I still don't understand, why does he need me? I'm a simple dust in the wind. I'm simple flesh. An individual that makes mistakes, flips out and stumbles and hits his face into concrete. And I still cannot understand, why did he take me? Why? I have nothing supernatural, not a single supernatural talent in me. The only thing that I can do, I can tell everybody what was told to me in my prayer closet. That's it, period. You understand? And I, you know, by knowing God, by coming close to Him, I told Him, God, don't give me anything, because for everything, for all of these things, we bring some sort, we have to be responsible for it. This is why I will never be, you know, for somebody and have them lay hands upon me. No, I want mine. I want what God has for me. And when God revealed to me the image of His church, right there, in that room that I was with Him, when He showed me what church is really like, my God, I was crying, I was being ripped apart. And when I saw, can you imagine? I will say this, I'm a young guy, 18 years old, and he had an opportunity to witness information that is so for passing his time. It goes so forward and before everything and everyone. And no matter who I shared it with, no one could understand me. People would tell me, and I was crying out, God, take this information away from me, because I can't live with it. Every time that somebody would call something a church, my heart would break, because I know that that is not the church. Do not call, use this holy name, this thing that is not it. Every time when something would come, when some sort of movement would start, and there's this image before you. There's this image before you that you are going to. You're trying to achieve that. Often within these 7.5 years, as long as Transformation Center has been existing, I'm not talking about my previous years, we're talking about Transformation Center, I've seen people around me, they would rise up, that I personally with my own hands would wash, would pray them, would bring them into order, I'd fast for them, I'd rip them out of hell, I would protect them, I wouldn't let anybody touch them. And these people, in the most ruthless way, they would betray me. And you know, every time I'd say, Lord, why? Why do I need this reward? Do I need this? I don't want this podium. I don't want these cameras. I want a normal life. But here, this is where you get in trouble. You can't have a normal life because you have information that has been given to you and you can't do anything about it because it's His information. His information has changed you. You cannot live. In other words, Jesus burned the bridge behind me, that, and I cannot go back even if I would really, really try. Do you understand what memories? Memory is very ruthless. No matter what you want to do with it or not do with it, memories, they're ruthless. It's always there. I see it as I see it, as if I see it right now. I see signs and wonders. I see these full buildings, all these people in trances. I see this incredible movement of the Holy Spirit. You can see it visually. I hear these sounds of heaven. I see it all. It's all spinning more than 20 years inside of my spirit. You know, they've called me all these different names. They've cursed me right and left. But beloved, it has nothing to do with that. I mean, compared to what the Lord showed me, this is who I am. If you take it away from me right now, I no longer exist. You understand that in process of time, this information has sucked me into it and reformed me. And without it, Andre does not exist. You understand the depth of this revelation right now, that you are revelation. What would happen if a revelation would capture you? Then you would no longer exist. You understand me? No, you don't understand me. I believe that God will give us that right time when you will understand, because to understand what I'm saying right now, you have to be captured by His information and transformed supernaturally. You know that I cannot depart from the Lord. Listen to me very carefully. Some of you did not understand what I just said. This ability has been taken away from me supernaturally by Christ Himself, so I cannot leave Him. Some of you, how Americans call it, you have this luxury. When you feel bad, you can step aside, you can drink and do your own thing. You kind of went through this attack. Listen to me very carefully. You've smoked or taken drugs, whatever. You went and slept with somebody. This is your problem. You know that I don't have this luxury in my life. I sit there and I'm burning on the inside. I cannot sin. I cannot get a breakthrough. And I'm just sitting there and living through it. And when it would all burn out, I would get up and keep on moving. Some cannot even understand what I'm saying, because you always have this comfort zone where you could always run to and knock yourself into a corner and you can lick your own wounds. I don't have that opportunity. I don't even know how to explain it to you. I'm just sharing with you today as a simple man. Oh, this is so you could see what's happening in my life. Listen to me very carefully. What an incredible amount of price has been paid for what is happening here right now. It's been paid through life. You know why God treasures Transformation Center? Because the price has been paid. You understand what I'm saying? By encountering Jesus personally, I started going through churches, home groups, and families. I didn't have an opportunity to be in my own church. I just encountered Christ. And of course, in my church where I came to God, they didn't allow me to move. You know, the same reason they didn't allow you to move. You know, the spirit of this age does not allow you to move. It controls everything. But I wanted to share with everybody about the life of God. I was so naive, such a young boy. I've went through so many attacks and so much pain. You know, if I had the wisdom that I have right now, how much pain that I would not go through, I would bypass. But God didn't plan it that way. I needed to go through all that. I went through churches, through home groups. I tried to share with people about Christ. Some people to this day encounter them, and they still remember me from many, many years ago. They're not, of course, not in the church here. They're either here or there in other states. And sometimes I might encounter them. And do you remember how I preached? No, I don't remember. I preached to everybody. I preached to the wall because there was no... I preached to my cat. That's all that was happening. It's just, you know, preaching about Jesus Christ because I was in love with Him. And, you know, look. I couldn't understand what happened to me. I practically everywhere. the doors were shut before me, and I couldn't understand why. You know what Jesus was teaching me, this young teenager, he taught me the reality. I said, Jesus, why are you sending me to this church and they are kicking me out of there? Just, they pulled me out by my hands. They kicked me out. I'm not saying that they came up and told me to leave. No, they literally kicked me out. Brothers came up to me. I wasn't finished preaching. They don't really know me. They said, who wants to say a word, share a word? And of course, I was sitting there. How is it that I don't want to share a word? Of course, here I am. I wasn't really, you know, lacking words back then or now. I never had issues with that. I grew up like that. And every time when I would get to the podium, for some reason, I would never finish because some demons or whatever, they didn't like me. Even then, I didn't understand. Even then, when I was young, the anointing of God Himself would irritate the demons, and they knew, you know, I didn't know what was inside of me. Back then, I wasn't aware that I wouldn't irritate not just this spirit, I'll probably irritate global demons. Back then, I couldn't even comprehend what God has prepared for me. I couldn't resist myself. I was going and just speaking. All the doors were shut before me. I was kicked out of churches. They would pour dirt all over me. That speak gossip. No, the prophets would come together and they would say, he's wolf in sheep's skin and all this other stuff. You remember, you're aware of these, you know, false prophets and these false movements. Forget about it. It's complete nonsense. God is not there. Believe me. I know what I'm saying. There are, of course, genuine people there, but there's not a lot of them there. Not a lot. All the genuine people, if they will really start searching for Christ, you know, my style of clothing, jeans or whatever, will not make them stumble. They search for God and they will find Him. When I search for God, I will find Him in everything. I will find Him even in those places where people consider God is not there. I will find Him in my daily life, in some sort of commercial on TV. I will find His breath everywhere. Then I understood that Christianity has one big problem where everybody around found out. All the churches called each other and said, do not accept this idiot into your church, you know? Then I understood that Christianity has one big problem. It doesn't know her God. People told me, you went crazy. You don't know God. I could not resist what entered me. I could not say no to the God that I've encountered. And not only did I encounter Him, I was given an opportunity, this great opportunity to come together with Jesus Christ, to heal Him and to understand Him. You know that I understood Christ better than I understand myself even at the moment. I was given an opportunity to look into His heart. I don't know. Maybe some of you will be given that opportunity, or you've had this opportunity, but when it happened to me, I was shocked that I was even allowed to come to this level or to the depth of encounter with who? Not with an angel, but with Jesus Christ Himself. I didn't ask for it. I didn't search for it. Understand me correctly. Some people say, what should I do? Don't do anything. You don't need to do anything. Again, I tell you, this is the biggest revelation. You don't need to do anything. Nothing. You just have to be with Him and that's it. You don't need to do anything else. It's like your son in your house. What does he need to do for him to be your son? He'll say, what? Nothing. Just to be. Just simply be. And that's it. Let this revelation enter into our Christian, smart Christian heads. Lord, I am ready for you. The Lord says, come down. Sit down. Keep on breathing. That's it. That's it. I was receiving this revelation for quite some time, to be calm. It's not in my book. I have to lay my hands on the globe and pray for it. If you don't do that, someone's going to die in Africa. I understood there's this great problem. The great problem is it's an epidemic. Christianity does not know Christ. There aren't any sick in the hospital. People are like a church. It's like a false church. There's a small remnant or small growth. People try to grow. Any greenery is showing. Right away, they're being destroyed. My heart was always after the youth. You know what? I've seen a lot of pain and death in my life. One of my closest friends, I've shared this story before. The story, by the way, after this incident, I've said in my heart, that's it. I will not tolerate religion anymore. This disease, I will choke it with my own hands. You understand that? It says, listen to demons, to Baal. You want to speak to a demon? What floor did you fall off of, brothers and sisters, beloved? We need to stop tolerating these evil spirits and take up our positions in the body of Christ. You understand, the church will never in her life will achieve. Look at what is happening right now in the world. Let's wake up, church, and understand that the body of Christ needs great people that are ready to die. And I mean what I'm saying here. Die for the truth of Christ. That walk on this earth dead. You know what? I buried my son and my daughter and my wife. Some religious people will say, you're crazy. No, I've buried myself, my desires. I have no toleration. I don't tolerate all these things, these demons and people that are influenced by these demons. You know what? I've made my decision once and for all. I am going till the end. I've made decision to walk through the end. True life is waiting for us in eternity. This is an illusion. What you see or hear and hug around yourself, it's an illusion. True real life is over there in eternity. When I encountered it, back then I understood that this is all an illusion. That's it. It's an illusion. Look at these wonderful pixels. You know, some people say, soon they're going to have this screen, holographic screen. You don't understand it. We live in this hologram world. This program is for 80, 90 years. Guys, and I'm not even kidding. This is reality. And someone is in this world doesn't have enough pixels. They're missing a hand or an arm or an eye. And someone will say, God, where are you looking? And God says, you have to understand that this game that you're playing with, this hologram with pixels, you have been placed into this game by God to perfect your very being, your spirit. The whole war, everything that we so-called reality in our life is there to hide the real truth that is hidden on the other side of life. On the other side. And when I stepped over into the other side and was outside of my body for a certain amount of time, then I understood that this is all so simple. This is just hologram. Just all professional play as done in such a unique way by the designer God himself. It's very short, very short. And then the spirit comes out that has been in this body, in this hologram. He was playing this game. Fighting, loved, fell and got up, and now they buried this hologram and they cried about it. This is not you. This is your suit. This is your case. I want to ask you a question. How was the game over? Did you have enough time to press save? If you didn't press save, you're going to have to go through this game again. But we only have one chance, only one life. You cannot have a start over. You're not some Hindu that believes in some reincarnation. You think you're going to be reincarnated in some sort of bug. Oh, that's such nonsense. You understand what I'm saying? Or is there too much love towards pixels to understand what I'm saying here? Oh, Lord, I have a wrinkle. I'll say, hurry up, God. All the wrinkles, and then I go to you. Beloved, do you not understand what you're not getting, what is waiting for us over there? I want to finish this game fast. I want to finish it in an awesome way, truthfully. religion will lose its roof. It will never understand these truths because they worship the dead. They hate people that are alive. Oh, let's not continue. You understand what I'm saying? They hate the alive, and at the same time, they worship to the dead. You know what? Why don't you bring the flowers to those that have a chance to live, a chance to get to know God? Look. I tried to show life God to whoever I could. I would talk about him at work, at home. I shared it in families, in home groups, at church, wherever I could. I became that machine that could not shut up. I wanted to tell everybody how Jesus is so wonderful, but I was so outside my time that all the people around me thought I was an idiot. They tell me, "What God? What are you talking about? Christ? What? We gotta go to work tomorrow. Gotta buy a car. You know, gotta buy shoes for my son." And you see this person is just playing this game. Didn't even understand that this has nothing in common with eternity. I did everything possible to show the kingdom. And back then I did not understand what I was doing. It was just wooing me, and I did not have knowledge how to do that until through many, many years the Lord brought me into the vision of G12. You understand what I'm saying? You know, like in every game there are rules. You understand? So, rules of the game. I'll say this. Maybe it'll be a little bit harsh, but the rules of the game of the church on earth is structured G12. You know, you could be anointed right and left. You could be everywhere. You can anoint everyone and everything. It has nothing in common. If you have been called by God to accomplish something big, you should have some sort of structure in your life, beginning with your own body. The structure of your body is skeleton. You know, we're individuals. We are very systematic. We get up in the morning. We do this and that. We, you know, Americans call it creatures of habit, individuals that live through habits. We are all systematic like that. In other words, even when Jesus came, he showed clearly to his disciples and people on this earth, he showed them that the church, when the last days will come, in the last days you don't need buildings, even if they will have them. They're not needed. God has this vision that we will touch down a little later. And at the end, I will touch down on it. God has this engine or way of saving this whole world, and we have to understand that. In other words, what happens is all the stars have to die, all the superstars have to die. If the body will not rise up, the world will not be saved. A body has to rise up. The body has to rise up. That is the very main thing. The body works on itself. Body works for itself. In other words, at the time when I'm walking, you're sitting, all your organs work for you in your benefit. They support you. They keep you alive. They keep you warm. They protect you. In other words, we have to understand till this day, while the body of Christ will not come together in this unity, we're not even talking about rapture here, because body has to, in other words, the hand has to understand that without the body, it can't see much. Everything that we see at the moment in Christianity is, truthfully, is body parts right and left all by themselves. And it's all running all over the world, and it's asking for its own spotlight. It's asking for its own pedestal. And I'm a tongue. I'm not pretending that I just the tongue can accomplish everything. No. There is a hand that does other things. And I understand absolutely well. I understand my, how should I say this? my need in other organs. You understand me? I understand the absolute need. If some of you sit there and say, oh, well, you don't understand the plan. You're so far away from the very goal and from what is the Church of Christ. Some say, local church is not needed. Beloved, local church needs to live, and all the body parts have to attach to itself, just like the universal church, universal body has to rise up. And the Lord raises up whoever He wants to, and He brings down whoever He wants to. And maturity is complete understanding of what that you will not make it without other organs. You understand me? This is what it means to be mature. You know why I battle? When people even spit at me, or even people from the team, they betray me. They just smear me against the wall till this last moment. I hold on because I understand quite often I need this person even more than that person needs me. And he didn't just, or she didn't just appear like that in the team. You know, some people just need to be, and that's it. Sorry, you didn't get it. You know that sometimes I just need a person that stands right there next to me and just lays his hands on my shoulder. Not even saying anything, not telling me anything, not praying for me. Didn't say, I'm going to be standing in the gap with you. What gap? You will crush under the pressure. Let Christ do the work of Christ. Let's forget about standing in the gap. You know, you could be in the gap today, something happened to you, and then what happens? Who's in the gap now? Where's Victor? Where's Victor? Who's in the gap? Guys, Christ is holding us all, and not our position standing in the gap. Let's get up. Let's rise up. I mean, grow up. If the Lord didn't tell you to do that, don't you dare do that. You will crush under pressure. I've been a witness to some people that entered not into their own callings, and they were crushed under the pressure. Listen. I went through my encounter. I'll say it was 2004. Before that, I got to know a lot of things. I broke apart one church that was mine. I've had home groups as well, and there were signs and wonders and deliverance. There was anointing, of course, but I didn't have a structure. I didn't have knowledge. I didn't have wisdom. I didn't have knowledge of these things. And I also didn't have the understanding of the fact that I have to learn to carry upon myself. I need to help a person to make it. I shouldn't just, jump on people's heads. Okay, you do this, do that for me, and kind of bow down. No, no, no. And by looking at some of the leaders, this is the image that I've seen of pastors, You know what? Sometimes we want this because it's always before our eyes. And then God said, knocked it all out of me. He said, no, 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 this is not it. This isn't you. Who are you looking at? These are fakes. Don't you even dare looking at them. That's complete lies. You understand that? Whole body does not work for one organ. This whole body is all working for one organ. Who's walking? The eye is walking. This is an eye with legs. Did someone call you? Oh, this is just torso walking. You know what I just said right now? It's very deep, very deep. Some of you ever said, oh, look, there is an eye. There goes an ear. The ears are going, and everything else is carrying it. You understand the depth of that revelation? This is stupid. This is what our charismatic churches do right now, right and left. There's this eye is standing, and the whole body is just carrying this eye. Why do you need legs so that the eye could walk? Why do you need hands to wash the eye? To take care of it? No. Eye is needed so that the pinky would not hit the couch. You understand that as soon as the eye blinked, believe me, the eyes blinked, you're going to have pain in your ears. I understand that every one of you ever, hit your pinky against something here and there. You understand the pain. Just one organ blinked past, missed its function, and you are in pain the whole night. I went through my encounter, and there, that's where everything went in its right place. When I was coming back from my encounter, in my spirit and consciousness, I had a clear picture. I didn't have a single doubt that it's all going to work out. Everything before that moment, I've had it all. I had an encounter with God, a clear understanding of the church and the vision. I understand what has to come. You cannot have structure without movement, or you can have movement without structure. Otherwise, we will break apart. Have you ever seen a person without a spine? What is it called? He's called a vegetable. You understand what I'm saying? In the same way, you cannot be a structure without having a body upon yourself. You'll say, oh Lord, what is that? That church will be ripped apart. All you have to do, they allow you step forward, step back. Otherwise, they're going to shoot you. What? You are late 5 minutes? Some of you have been to churches like that. It's control everywhere. So your system based on a system, and they worship the law there and the rules. Lord have mercy if you go against it. They didn't understand that the man is what you have to work with, not with laws and regulations. Before I encountered the vision, I tried to bring his dream into action. In the process, I've made massive mistakes, and I brought pain to myself and people around me. Yes, I had anointing in myself. I had the movement of the Holy Spirit. I remember it. There were signs, wonders, healings, deliverance. It all was there. But what I was lacking was the most important thing. I was lacking the structure. I was lacking vision and purpose. And this is why I was being ripped apart right and left. I didn't know. You know, for me, it was the hardest thing is to understand, what does God want from me? God, what do you want from me? If you give me anointing, why is it the door shut before me? You gave me the word. Why is it only my wife is listening to me and she's half asleep? I couldn't understand why am I writing through tons of different notes, and who needs this? And it was all being just coming out of me, and I had to write it down. I would just write, use complete notebooks. I still have them, all these notebooks where I'd write and write. Lord, why? Why do I need this? What do you need from me? And only then I understood that the structure is needed not only for our local church, but also for a global and international movement that the Lord has shown to me. I couldn't even imagine. Again, I'm telling you right now, not just the person who's accomplished something, but the one that I understood. And there's a lot more that I did not understand. But what I understood, I will share with you. I'll say this, that right now, by looking at the global movement, what is happening and what leaders are, individuals are rising up, this is my mission, mission of Transformation Center is not to raise up stars, have a 4th of July fireworks show. Our stars are flying out. Prophet, there goes the prophet, he flew away. Word of knowledge flew away. Oh, he didn't make it. May the Lord have mercy. Isn't it so, church? How many of these things we've seen? These are stars, like Benny Hinn and Catherine Kuhlman. And they didn't make it. Why? Because Jesus clearly told me that he will not allow anybody to use the center in their own desires, selfish desires. If you think that you can use the center as a rock that your flesh will be glorified on, you will die. You will break apart. You will crash. And if you have that motive, I tell you right away, run for it. Get out of this place. I tell you the truth. I'm a simple person. If you have selfish motives, if you have motives to raise up, to get on before the camera, you know, this camera will fall upon you. Beloved, I've seen serious things. Why? Because this center, my life, is based upon nothing else but the love of Jesus Christ and this desire to raise up his body and not to shoot out an occasional star. And sometimes you raise up a person, you bringing him up, and you don't even have it in your mind that you are you know, harboring a snake upon your chest. And only my team, some of my team members know what I'm saying here. Look. Again, I'll repeat this. Don't even dare. The goal of the center is to raise up the body. My dream is not to raise up a prophet and let him go, but to raise him up and attach him to the body. To raise up a person, you know that the army is an army when it's together, united. The body is a body when it's completely full and perfect. From the bottom of the feet to the top of the head, this is my dream and desire, and that is the goal of the center. If you take everything that we do, say, fly, and drive, this is the only goal, is to raise up the body. If I see a potential in you, don't you dare to think that I want to make you a star, to polish you, make you shine. Don't you dare think that I am planting something in here. Take the microphone, and here is flesh standing in praying. There's so much of you. God is invisible in there. God is invisible. Where is he? Because it's all you. It's all you. Hallelujah. You know what? Shut up. Just disappear somewhere. I want to see God. I don't want to see you. Let's grow up. Let him. And it's his right time to bring you up, and his talent will show up. And when your talent will show up in his right time, then he will be able to give healing to thousands of people through it. Beloved, you have to understand the mission of the center. God gave the center voice, international, global voice into the body of Christ. And the enemies or friends cannot argue with that. It's an international, global voice. Beloved, you have to understand that I have a responsibility over me, who I give the mic to. You understand, right? I want to make sure that every time, when no matter who would be here, no matter who stand here, you have to understand, it's not just here. You have to be dead. Otherwise, these demons will crush you. I have been a witness of horrible downfalls of people that absolutely did not understand what does it mean to be in the center and what it means to be take the microphone into his hand. One time, you have to understand that you have not been given an opportunity to show off here, to write your album of life, and everywhere you go in your resume, write into your resume that you were in Transformation Center, pastor's team. Oh, really? Yeah. And this is a goal, and very, very goal and purpose is to see the potential to raise up from the ashes, to raise up, to heal, to invest your whole self and attach that person, individual, into the body of Christ. And like I minister to you with my word, you like it, right? Then I want you to minister to me as well. Let's not use each other, family, okay? Let's grow up. I don't need it. If someone will say, you fly around, you drive around, if you'd only know how I don't want to go anywhere. If you'd know that I only go to those places and only when God tells me. When the team knows how many letters and invitations come, hundreds, and maybe through 100, only one will capture my attention. Beloved, you have to understand, I'm standing here not because I want to. I'm standing only because I don't want to. If someone of you are ready to receive the depth of that revelation, you'll make it. If you want, it's not you. Flesh wants the pedestal. When you're, if you do not exist, if you're not alive, there's nothing that wants it, because now your spirit will do everything for the Father, everything that the daddy will tell you to do. If daddy says to take the gum off the carpet, this is what I'm going to do at the end of my life. You understand what I'm saying? The depth, the meaning of the revelation. Let's grow up. I understood that we need strong local churches in the power and glory of God, because I've seen how the Satan is over the local churches. I understood that parts of the body has to rise up, and then they will come together, united. They will grow up and understand that our body, your body, has nothing to divide. It is so perfect in itself. Listen to me very carefully. And so perfect only because all body parts are together, united. When we will grow up and understand the depth of this great revelation, we are strong when we are united as one. We are strong. You know, only five fingers can make a fist. One cannot make a fist. And because you can point is not as powerful as I can hit something with a fist. Beloved, we have to understand, when you see these individuals, it's people with potential, with talents, yes, but they live absolutely for their own image, for their own for their own selves, and they still want to hear what people say about them. When you die for him, and only live for him, you don't care about image, about the meaning or opinion of people. All you care, the main goal in your life is to satisfy the king that you live for. You know, it's easy for me to live because I've decided it all. And when I will step onto the other side, nothing will change. The decision has been made. I am with him till the end. When I will step onto the other side, some people say, well, you'll step over and something will change. Beloved, when I step on the other side, do you know what shocked me the most? Nothing changed. Oh, it's quite quiet. Some are waiting. As soon as death will come, I will cover myself in garments. You know what? When my body fell, I exited my body. I was shocked by the fact that nothing changed. It's who I was. I remained, and everything I knew, I knew. All my desires and even my things that I wasn't so, you know, things that I didn't like, the unclean things. I said, Lord, take it away from me. I don't like it. I was looking at myself and everything was dirty around me. This is why the decision needs to be made right now, beloved. The step needs to be taken right now. You don't need to wait. Time is not working for you if you didn't understand that just yet. I understand that we need powerful local churches. By looking at how, you know what the devil is over? This is what needs to be restored. Have you noticed how he is over the church? He is just loving seeing the churches and the leaders in sin and lies and adultery and dirt. He enjoys it when the church does whatever she wants. Some go into business, some into politics, others into some strange teachings, translations and whatnot. And you're looking and saying, God, what is going on? And the devil is laughing because the most important thing has been stolen. It's the very heart, it's power, it's him, it's the backbone, it's the Holy Spirit, it's his glory. The church does not need anything. We don't need anything from the outside. Everything has been given to us up through the blood of Christ. Everything has been given. What we need to do is come back into that condition that the church was in before. We don't need to attach anything into ourselves. We have to just take it off. Take certain stuff off to understand what the church is and where God is taking us. Powerful, strong local churches. I've seen how the Satan just laughs over them. I've seen how the one has to guard the truth was the first that went against it. The one that has to enjoy it and love the signs and wonders, the glory of God, protect the glory of God, the movement of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit. She was the first that went against it and squished it till this day. I said, God, not only will I be a small rebel, if you'll ever give me an opportunity, I will make a revolution in your name. Yes, this small guy, I've seen worse done better. I look at those leaders like Lenin, and you're thinking, what, he could do that? What about me? Well, I can do better. You understand what I'm saying? If the devil uses that right there, God can use this. Not a problem. He doesn't have a problem with your tongue, with your language, or the way you dress. He has a problem with your heart. That's the main thing. That is the center. This is the center. God said, I am searching here. I found David, the guy after my own heart. I found him. He found this guy. This is what God does. He's searching. Are there individuals that, when the great success will come, or influence and power and authority, that will be ready to stand before God upon their knees and remain in that same condition of purity and innocence and moral stability? You're not going to be shaken by love or hatred or lack of money or money. You're in Him. Nothing can shake you. Why? Because your foundation is not money, not people, not church, not members of the church, not calling or destinies or your podium. Your foundation is Him. And that foundation cannot be shaken. Also, individuals have to rise up that will not compromise and will carry reformation into all the areas of life. I'm just a small part of the body. I can only do something here. But you know how many teachers and preachers God has? I'm just one of those rays. Can you imagine if everything will start working in unity? Imagine if people that know Greek translations and they know all this information, they will be in unity with Christ. Can you imagine when people will rise up in the body of Christ that look at stars and they know what is happening right there in heavens? Can you imagine what they will bring onto this earth? My God, these people that look into the telescopes, they will start prophesying and our hair will stand in its ends because of what they see. Beloved, we don't even understand. We'll be shocked by what the doctors and physics will bring to us. God has created it all for His body. There's nothing outside of His body. All talents have been created for Him, exclusively for His glory. My calling and the goal of Transformation Center is based upon exclusively upon the pain in my heart to raise up individuals that have been restored in the house of their Heavenly Father, in the process will become parents for this tortured generation. You know what my heart is after? Well, how long are we going to see people that are after their own selfish desires and just eat things and just grab things for themselves? They're always selfish and they all never enough, never enough. They need more, more. There's never enough. It's just like this machine that constantly eats everything in its path. When will these parents will rise up? Parents will rise up that are calm, that they're not trying to show off, not chasing these microphones and cameras, they're not chasing these podiums, that are not chasing prophecies, that are calm. Parents will raise up this generation, will train them and bring them up, and maybe gather at least three people around themselves and raise them up. Not rape them spiritually, but will raise them up. Not use them, their energy, their lives, and use them for their own selfish moments. Oh, how did you pray today? Come on, keep on praising me. What else did I do today? Come on, tell me. When will these mature people will rise up? I don't need anything else. I just want to satisfy His heart. I don't have a family. I don't have a church. I don't have anything. All I have is Jesus Christ. You know what we have, kind of we have, we don't have. You know, you didn't get it. You know that your body is in time. Your spirit is outside of time. And when you live in your spirit, you're outside of time. You already don't have anything. The only thing that you have is what is in eternity, is Him. And that will flip you out if you could just think about that. This is what it means not to live for yourself. When you live in time, all of this has an effect on you. But when you live through your spirit, you live outside of time. And that is deep. That's quite a revelation. There are soul things and there are spiritual things. And there are those that are soulless people. They will not understand those that live by the Spirit. You know, some lost everything for Christ and don't even pay attention. He says, I live outside of time. Paul says, what is here? Because I'm here, it's all for you. I've been dead. I've died for myself. The goal and vision of the Transformation Center, my personal dream and desire. You know, I believe that the cycle will be over. Americans call it backfire. And you're investing, and you've created. And you're finally, you see almost the finished variation of a wonderful person. You see, it's almost there. You also give this person your own authority, your power, your own part of the pie, your own slice of the pie. You give him your clothes, you give him, sometimes you even step aside and say, here, take up the position. He comes out here, he does not even imagine how much this costs. Can't even imagine how much this cost. He comes out and uses it. And you pay the price for all of this, and you still pay till this day. You give a person an opportunity and say, here, finally, he's going to connect himself to the body of Christ, and this is going to be great, powerful bomb, and we're going to be together. Because you're that part that is needed in the body. Why do people love you? Because you're different than me. I'm so happy that you're different than me. I'm so happy that you don't look like me, because a finger does not look like the other finger. Completely different function, even if it's a pinky, right and left, they're still different. You understand me, right? You can't put them on the other hand. It's going to look funny. It's going to point the other way. My God. And you think, oh, here it is. This is almost ready. Almost. Here it is. He's that person that sees. He sees things, and he enters, and here it starts again. Flesh comes out and puts on these great medals of honor. Flesh comes out, and it starts to rain. It starts to walk, and you're thinking, my God. It backfired again. Shot myself again. God, please help me. I don't want to lock up and become just like this wolf that's growling, but at the same time, when you try to invest and pour out, people that are over there, they don't understand what's happening here, but when they come here, if I'm talking to you on equal rights, it doesn't mean that we are equal. You understand what I'm saying, right? It doesn't say that we have paid the same price. It says that we are different, but we're not equal. We have to understand that there are fathers, and I will receive my reward as a father of many people that are around me. But beloved, I truthfully ask you, please protect your heart. I beg you, protect your heart. Your talent has nothing to do with that, believe me. Your anointing is nothing without the heart, without a humble spirit, without an individual that's ready to die and just peacefully leave. All of your voices, everything that you can play or preach and speak or whatever, hear and see, that's nothing. Nothing. Without the heart. I hope you can hear my heart today. Because today I'm not preaching. I'm just pouring out. I'm sharing things from my inside. I'm so sorry for those people that were part of the center. So sorry for them. In the process of these years, we've lost many wonderful people. Listen to me very carefully. If some of you think that I think bad about them, listen, God is my witness. I dream. My heart will be so happy when I will see them in complete humbleness of returning here. Why? Because I don't live by flesh. I will be so happy if I will see at least one of them, because it's not a person that left, or a man or a woman, a talent left, a potential left, that the devil raped and buried. Now, it doesn't belong to anybody. Now it's just a pearl that has been stepped into dirt, trampled. Listen to me very carefully. You will never be able to use center as a pedestal for your flesh. God will make sure of that. I know it. I have a covenant with him about that. If some of you are planning that he's going to have their ministry based upon this center, you are mistaken. The body is being put together here. Only the body. Look. Be very careful with that. I'm very sorry for those people. that were part of the center, but then eventually decided to go in their own paths. What is an old path? An old path is of promoting his talent, themselves, their gifts. They think that the body has to look at them and applaud them, pay them. They don't understand that you have to die. Gift of God cannot live, be like neighboring or playing games. Something has to die. These two substances together, they cannot live. As soon as God gives you a talent, often He gives you a talent to a person that flesh is quite alive, but He gives it to you as a deposit, believing that you will work on the destruction of your flesh, of your desires, of your thoughts. And I'm not talking about sin here or adultery or, you know, stuff like that. I'm talking about hunger for these things that, for instance, that you want to use something that belongs to him to promote yourself. Then you look exactly like Lucifer. You use his glory, his power. You know, Hollywood stars will answer before the Creator in quite a serious way. Because that's not your talent. It's not yours. These people have concentrated upon their giftings, promoting their own gifts. At the same time, our strength is being united as one body. If you'd ask me what is the most important thing in our ministry, I'd probably tell you all of this and myself. Death of yourself, your big me, and the right humble heart. You know what? You know, my prayer every day, give me a clean heart. Give me wisdom, humbleness. Don't let me ever use whatever is yours for myself, Lord. That moment when something dark will come out of me, I give you complete right to kill me and to take me away from this earth. I will not touch your glory ever. I promise you from the very bottom of my heart. I have the righteous heart. What is the most important thing? You know that the gifts are not worked for? The talents? How many of you can say, I will work and I will receive a talent? You are not going to receive it, either you have it or not. It's been given into your DNA. It's been invested into you by God. And some also spiritual gifts are revealed to you when you're born from above. This is slightly different, but you cannot come up with something and attach, oh, I want to prophesy. I want to be a prophet. I will be a prophet. Listen to me very carefully. But the heart that is yours, how should I say this? Your battlefield. Your heart is what is written, is just what you protect. Church, oh, you didn't get it, you didn't get it, you didn't get it. What you gather, I mean, what you protect and guard. More than anything else, you guard. What you, the things that you guard, more than all of your things, the things you dream about and desires and all your precious things in your life, also your health, your children, your money, your subconsciousness and your consciousness, more than anything else, guard your heart. Because from it comes out everything into your life. And if you understand that, you will make it. Nothing else. You'll say, what I ask for a humble, righteous heart. What I want more of a humble and righteous heart. What I want in the future, to die for myself completely and be humble for Him. This is my message to you. This is what I live. Sunday I'll have a message, don't worry. Today is just like that. Heart to heart. You feel what I'm saying, huh? Feel me with your heart. Don't listen to me with your ears. Don't try to understand me with your mind. Today it's heart to heart, from spirit to spirit. Again and again I say, by being with God for quite a while. I've made mistakes. I've caused pain for myself and others. I'll say what I pray to God every day. Lord, give me a righteous heart. And that is the truth. I am not lying. This is what I pray for. This is what does not leave my mind ever, ever. God, into every situation, I want to come in the righteous, with a righteous heart, in the right way, with wisdom. I don't want to be a hothead church. I'm not in that position where I can make mistakes like that. My mistake, even the smallest is a millimeter, will be a global mistake. Some still have this privilege to make mistakes. I don't have that privilege. It's been taken away from me. I cannot make mistakes. This is why I'm standing on my knees and I pray and cry before God every day. God, give me ears to hear. Let me see you. Let me walk in righteousness and truth at all times with you. If some of you think that this is not important, what's important is anointing or callings. You know, this is what the anointing men and women let out. They say, they receive a partition. How about we get a partition of a mind, of wisdom? Bible says, those of you that lack wisdom, ask for, the Lord will give. This is that impartation that should happen. Impartation number one, I understand when anointed men and women come and you feel this cloud of glory. I run myself, I am first one up front. This is not how it works when you say, if he's going to pray for me, everything's going to work out in my life. That's the problem. No. If you have something, I'll come to you because this is what I need and you have it. That is what impartation is. It's like a body that supports. And I don't need some sort of impartation from somebody, Maloney or whoever. I just need them, for instance, to embrace me like a father. And this love of a father just starts flowing. This is impartation. Not just an anointing. I need healing sometimes. I need joy sometimes. Just to relax and calm down. Because a lot of things are happening. If some of you think it's not important, what's important is calling, anointings. And some think it's the key to success. I'm all over different conferences. And I say, Lord, if you don't even knock me at the back of my head to pray for somebody, I'm not gonna do it. I only do it if you tell me. It's because a lot of people think that something supernatural is going to happen. I think that these are the keys to success. I'll tell you simply, continue living. Continue living. And you will be amazed, beloved family, how those have talents, listen to me very carefully, and callings, quite often bring the most destruction into the body of Christ. I know what I'm saying. They bring the most destruction to the babies of Christ, into the body of Christ, because they think that they can use that for their gain. Because they take the focus off of Christ and they shine the light upon themselves. Because they always want to praise themselves. So if you have an unclean heart, you are fleshy and you move out of your desires, no matter what you will be perverted by the flesh. I'll say this, that this is the biggest epidemic at the church and the body of Christ when leaders rise up. And instead of showing him, they patent some sort of movement, some sort of talent, and they show themselves upon that patent ministry. They say, if you will invite me, if you will pay my way, if you will build this bridge for me, I will come. And I will say something. I will anoint all of you. Let's grow up. I'll say this. The end is coming to this. The end of superstars is coming. The time has come for fathers and mothers to rise up. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm going to do to the end of my life. I'm calling all of you. I'm finishing up all that the Lord is calling to come near me, to become part of his reality that will fulfill this great calling. This says, go and preach the gospel to all nations. Show the true real God through your life. Amen. Let's get up. Quickly, we'll pray. Say, God, take this information and invest it into my heart and heal my heart. Because, beloved, believe me, I could preach a lot of things, but what I live, I've shared with you today. The most important thing in my life, believe me, if some of you think that there's something else, no, no, no. You'll come back into this main thing, which is your heart. Your heart, your heart. Ask Him to give you the righteous heart. This is, I'll say, this is the probably the most wonderful prayer on this planet Earth, when you ask your Father to give you a righteous heart. To never use His name for your gain. To not dirty the Heavenly Father ever with your dirty motives. Do not let a baby stumble with your dirt, with your false movements, but to really serve God in the Spirit, to walk in His glory, to show Him. Beloved Jesus, I ask you, please give the sinner the righteous heart. Give the sinner the right hearts, I say this. Right hearts of men and women, righteous hearts, Lord, of your children, of your sons and daughters, that in a process they will grow up into righteous fathers and mothers that will take care of this generation. Lord, this generation is crying out. This generation, it is fatherless and motherless. These are orphans that are around us, and everyone, whoever they are, they go and they rape your children through money, through glory, whatever, Lord. But your body is being raped by individuals that use their flesh and pedestal to praise and glorify themselves. Lord, I ask you, let it all be over. Let real churches rise up, real leaders rise up all over, Lord, all over the earth, where we can, the center can get. So I also ask, Lord, to raise up talents. Lord, I ask for protection so that the devil will not steal anybody. We're not working years and years so that the Satan can steal some sort of pearl. Don't let anybody leave. Attach more. Make us even united. As united, we have power. Only in unity we have power. I bless everyone, Lord, who was here today. I bless their hearts. I bless every family. I ask you, Lord, to teach us to walk before you in purity and cleanliness, to get rid of everything that is fake, to remove every mask, and to finish the games of church and become the true daughters and sons of God. I thank you for all, my beloved. Amen. Give God glory. He is worthy of it all. Thank you, Jesus.